Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to the 19th day in the month of June 2025. It's a beautiful new day. It's a beautiful Thursday. And the Lord is in the room. He's ready to speak to us. The question is, are you ready to receive from Him? We want to ascribe all glory, honor, and adoration to the one who has made today possible. Without Him, today wouldn't have been possible. Lord, we want to thank you for the gift of life, strength, health, and safety. Please accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today is the 19th day in the month of June 2025, and we'll be looking at a topic that says divine restoration. Divine restoration. Our hymn for today is taken from hymn 15. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Psalm 78 to 80. Psalm 78 to 80. Our memory verse is taken from Joel chapter 2, verse 25. Joel chapter 2 verse 25, and it reads, "And I will restore to you the years that the locust had eaten." I want you to say amen. "The cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worms and my great army which I sent among you." Joel chapter 2 verse 25. I want you to say amen as the decree comes out. "And I will restore to you the years that the locust had eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worms, my great army which I sent among you." Our Bible reading is taken from the book of Matthew chapter 12 from verse 9 to 13. Matthew chapter 12 from verse 9 to 13. From verse 9 it reads, "Going on from that place, he went into their synagogue, and a man with a shriveled hand was there. Looking for a reason to bring charges against Jesus, they asked him, 'Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day?' He said to them, 'If any of you has a sheep and it falls into a pit on the Sabbath, will you not take hold of it and lift it out? How much more valuable is a person than a sheep? Therefore, it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath.' Then he said to the man, 'Stretch out your hand.' So he stretched it out, and it was completely restored, just as sound as the other." May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word. For as many looking up to God for healing, the Lord will send his healing to you this morning in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, "When I was a lecturer at one of the universities in Nigeria, there was a man who was not promoted for 12 years because somebody hid his file. When God was going to restore all this man had lost, the head of his department was changed, and his replacement asked to see the files of all the staff in the department. They searched for this man's file until they dug it out from where it had been hidden. When his file was opened, they discovered that he should have been promoted at least twice, so they gave him a double promotion. God can restore all the years you seem to have lost. He can reverse the irreversible and bring back the opportunities you missed in the past." In today's Bible reading, Jesus entered the temple and found the man with a withered hand. Because Jesus left the temple that day, before Jesus left the temple that day, he ensured that the man's withered hand received life and was divinely restored. In the name that is above every other name, if there is anything that is withered in your life, it will receive an instant restoration today. Some Christians walk with God and can also be described as withered. For example, when a Christian who used to spend hours in God's presence can hardly spend up to 30 minutes with Him in prayer. Such Christians' walk with God is withered. Some Christians could heal the sick and cast out demons in the name of Jesus in the past, but now they have become victims of sicknesses and demonic oppressions. If you are reading this devotional and your walk with God has withered, I pray that you will experience a divine restoration today in Jesus' name. The Lord will breathe afresh into you and cause you to experience a greater realm of glory than the former days, like we see in Haggai chapter 2, verse 9. Job said that no matter how badly a tree has been cut, as long as its stump is in the ground and it can perceive the scent of water, there is hope for it, like we see in Job chapter 14, from verse 7 to 9. Beloved, since you are still alive to read today, it means that there is hope for you concerning any withered situation that might exist in your life. All you have to do is to submit completely to the great restorer and seek his face for help. He will step into your situation and restore all that you might have lost in Jesus' name. Amen. If today's open heaven has been a blessing to you and you would like to be a blessing to somebody today, you might want to bless somebody who is waiting for this message, who has been waiting for something to just encourage them to strengthen their faith. Here's an opportunity to be a soul winner and also to be a blessing to the life of somebody today. All you have to do is to share this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You'll see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. And it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, please do not miss our next open heaven session. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.